Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Carla. Thank you so much for tuning into Podka today. Our topic today is, Track Down. This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
The tracks are formatted as WebVTT format, web video text tracks. The HTML element track greater than is used as the child element to media elements, audio greater than and video greater than. If the track is associated with the media element, then using track greater than as a child of audio greater than or video greater than elements, then a CUESHIFT event is sent to HTML track element. A media element cannot have more than one track of the same type, SRC lang, and tag. For instance, if the deer is deep tracked, or has broad spread, it does not mean the animal is male. When looking at tracks, also notice what preferred type of gait an animal uses. You need to notice the number of toes on front tracks versus back tracks. The back track will drop into the front track, either on the inside or outside. Since animals will be walking 95% of the time, the trailing stick is a helpful method of finding your next trail. The stick is used to measure a track and gives you a standard for comparison and finding the next track. All of the information you need to look for your next track is contained in what you have. If you dedicate 2 hours to finding that next track, you are going to build up a great level of skills. If you are hitting the wall and cannot find the next track, just keep working on it, analyze it. Then come back every 24 hours for 6 days, you will see that track aging and deteriorating for the week. This will give you a comparison of track degradation over 6, 12, 18 hours, and 24 hours. Using the review pane, you can quickly check to make sure that any changes to your tracks are removed from the document. For example, a user could set their email frequency by default to be daily so they get an update of tracked items once per day. The Configure Email Frequency page allows users to adjust email frequency for individual tracked items. Users can see the latest tracker item status in the Tracker tab and get notifications by email when events occur regarding tracked items. You can see the latest updates for tracked items by clicking the Tracker tab. Check the Tracker tab to see if there was activity that occurred on your tracked items that should have caused you to receive an email notification. Throughout Tracker, items that are eligible for tracking are indicated by the yellow sun icon. The icon will turn to red to indicate the associated item is being tracked. About one half the monitoring is signed monitoring, and another one half is working on the actual monitoring. By scanning those maps at the time blow-off, you learn quickly how to identify tracks. The first thing you need to learn in track finding is where to search for animals. They included a new piece of information on tracking suspects via social media sites, where wanted individuals can provide valuable clues. Through this type of search, they were able not only to locate census and city directory listings, but also track down Wilson's death records. Heirloom researcher Chelsea Brown spent weeks trying to trace down descendants of people from this painting. The larger one took 3 weeks to come by post from Zaporizhia, but meanwhile, Brown used what little information she had to try and trace down the descendants of the people in the pictures. Not the most obvious way to show solidarity, but it made perfect sense for Brown, an interior designer and author, who used genealogy to find, in her free time, the rightful owners of the family heirlooms she had acquired, by combing through antique shows, flea markets, and the internet. Half of the guys went to find Mike Carroll. The other half started making calls trying to locate Durham County Courthouse. McPherson is where Lieutenant Kent Meyer tracked the suspect after getting a requested blood sample. The owl tracked down the more indecipherable ingredients used in brewing this NEIPA. Due to the nature of web browsers, particularly the back and forward buttons and browser caches, You may need to use the refresh button to make sure that an item is no longer tracked. For example, when tracking media releases by senators, you do not get an email every time the release is posted. Items you may want to monitor include bills in the Florida House of Representatives and Senate, committees and offices in the Senate, and publications and news releases in the Senate. Users can register an account with Senate Tracker to monitor bills, committees, senators, publications, press releases, and more. It allows you to specify text timing tracks, such as for automatic handling of subtitling. A company called
Disinfomedia owns a lot of fake news sites. Justin Collar would not say how many. He says it is one of the biggest faux news operations, making it something of an industry godfather. As stories circulate, Justin Collar makes money off ads on his site. The 2001 documentary, Free Time Downtime, attempts to debunk some false Kevin Mitnick rumors, which are ultimately presented in the movie as fact. For years, Kevin Mitnick has been evading federal agents by using state-of-the-art electronic gadgetry to hack countless computers and gain access to classified and valuable information. Kevin Mitnick admitted that he broke into Tsutomu Shimamura's computer using IP spoofing, claimed that he never caused anyone harm by deleting files or data, he only copied some source codes to some software, just for fun.
This has been Podka, episode 111. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.